Our attention is everything. With focus and concentration, we can have everything that we wish to have in this world. And as it is 2025, as it is the new year, I think this is a very relevant subject for us. How to master our focus and concentration, because with this, we can achieve the goals that we have set out to achieve this year. We will go deep into the teachings of Vedanta, and we will look at the teachings of the great masters like Swami Vivekananda, and we will try to uncover the nature of attention and how we can begin to truly focus to manifest our ideal lives this year. Let me first read a direct quote from Swami Vivekananda. To me, the very essence of education is concentration of mind, not the collecting of facts. If I had to do my education over again and had any voice in the matter, I would not study facts at all. I would develop the power of concentration and detachment. And then with a perfect instrument, I could collect all the facts at will. So here, Swami Vivekananda is speaking about the power of concentration. Now, as we are the students of Vedanta, we understand the fundamental essence of reality. We all understand by now that there is one infinite consciousness that is the essence of everything. Now, as per Vedanta, our mind channels this consciousness, and this becomes the reflected consciousness or the awareness through which we live our lives. Now, concentration or focus is simply about placing our attention, placing our awareness on a certain object over an extended period of time. If we look up the literal definition of focus, it states, focus is the ability to direct your attention to a specific task or an object or a goal, while concentration is the ability to maintain that focus over time. So in this way, focus and concentration are one and the same thing. It is about placing our attention on a single object. But why is this difficult for us? Why is it difficult for us to maintain focus and achieve our goals? Why is our mind so scattered? When we inquire on this, when we dig deep into this, we will come to understand that most of us are not very clear on what we want from life. Whether we are professionals, whether we are entrepreneurs, we are not fully aligned with our purpose. We are not fully aligned with what we want from life. Because of this, the body is going in a different direction, our mind is going in a different direction, and our deeper identity is looking for something else. When we are fragmented in this way, to focus on one specific outcome is very difficult, especially if we do not find it important in our own essence. Now, in my home, I have a little daughter who is around 18 months old. Now, I deeply care about her and I love her. Because of this, I place my attention on her. This happens naturally. I need not work hard to focus and keep my attention on her. My love and my affection naturally makes this possible. Even the philosophy that I'm studying, the philosophy of Advaita Vedanta, as I've gotten deeper and deeper into it, I have found it to be very profound, and I have developed a strong connection with this philosophy. Now, because of this, because my mind, my body, and my deeper understanding is aligned and is in the same understanding when it comes to the importance of this philosophy, whenever I study it, I am naturally able to concentrate more compared to other subjects. So, look at your own life. If you are a professional or an entrepreneur, do you really think that what you are doing is profound? And do you really feel aligned with what you are doing? Now, I'm not saying here that everyone should strive to find a profound purpose in life. That is not the point of this video. There are two things that we can do. Number one, we can begin to love what we do. Number two, we can begin to find what we love to do. In either case, we must first find a profound purpose in our life. Or at least we must begin to accept whatever we are doing as profound. Only then will we be able to focus and place our attention. Because when we force ourselves to place our attention, our awareness on a certain object that we in our own essence do not think as important, then this is not a permanent solution. This will not work in the long run. So the most important thing for us is to begin to love what we do, is to begin to develop passion towards whatever it is that we are doing. Then focusing on that and concentrating on that will become natural to us. In order to do this, we must be clear on three things. Number one, the what. What do you want from life? If you can have whatever it is you wish, what is it? This is the what. The second question is the why. Why do we want it? Do we want these goals for superficial reasons? Or do we have a deeper alignment with these goals? This is very important for us to inquire, because most of us set superficial goals that we do not care at a deeper level. That is why we are not able to focus. And the third question is who? Who do I need to become in order to achieve these goals? What should my personality be? What should my thoughts, my belief systems, and my actions be if I were to achieve these goals, or if I have already achieved these goals? In this way, when we become clear on the what, the why, and the who, what we must do next will naturally become available to us and accessible to us. And as we already understand, there is one consciousness. And through our attention, we are placing that consciousness on a certain object. This consciousness is life. The awareness that we are is life itself. It gives existence to existence itself. So, whatever we place our attention on, our awareness on, will naturally manifest in our lives. That is why it is said, whatever we focus expands. It is very important for us to understand this. And it is very important for us to hold the ideal outcomes of our lives in our awareness so that they can naturally manifest. This was a little bit about concentration and focus. So focus and concentration is more about finding a true calling in life and finding a purpose in life.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.